Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. What a great day it is today. And listen, it's even greater if you love Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner.
That's the way you need it, anywhere you want it.
She loves to dance. She loves to sing. She loves everything.
You and I did this one once.
Did we?
Yeah, you did. Forgot about that. It's great.
When are we going to do another one?
Yeah, Vinay.
We did this one.
Well, but also there's other songs.
I need a second to play. No one will give me a second to play. Oh. If I could just,
You just handed me a cake thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, is it any good?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting.
Yes.
All right, I'll work on a song.
All right, great. I thought you were working on like an AC/DC song or something.
You said you hate that album, so I'm not going to do it anymore.
Oh, well, which song was it?
It doesn't matter. I'll do a Zeppelin song.
Okay.
I'll learn a Zeppelin song.
That sounds great. I'm down for a Zeppelin song. Let's discuss it, though, so it's the right one. I want it to be some cruddy Zeppelin.
Okay, song. So see, this is where we find ourselves in a problem.
Why? We're going to decide together.
So I'm working on an AC/DC song. I tell you that, and then you say, oh, well, it can't be anything from Back in Black. I hate Brian Johnson.
Yeah, hate him. Well, it could be Back in Black or Shook Me All Night Long. I'd do either one of those, but I'm not doing like Hell's Bells or something. That's not happening.
Okay. And now I just said, okay, we'll do some Okay, well, check with me first.
Yeah, what Zeppelin song? Don't we have to decide together? Oh, look at you. Hey, that weirdly kind of matches up.
Yeah, that sounded good.
Yeah, turn it. From the Noose. Now put the back black dog in there, no?
Oh, man.
Never mind. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Look, Journey and Def Leppard and Foreigner are all playing together. That's the important. Let's try to focus on the important thing here.
Right.
They are playing, it looks like next... Is it next Wednesday night, September 21st?
That's actually
on a Friday.
It's on a Friday,
yeah. All right, so that'll be a super fun show. AT&T Park, Journey, Def Leppard. Whom and Def Leppard? And Foreigner.
You going to go, buddy?
He's on the phone.
He's getting a winner. He'll go,
Call
right? He's
got to
go.
800-400-3697. Well, I don't know.
Or is the symphony playing that night?
I don't know. Man, it was so last night at dinner, it comes out that Hooman has a degree in opera. You know?
Yes. Did you need something?
No.
Yes. Are you going to the Def Leppard show coming up here in 2 weeks?
I wasn't planning on it, but that's on the 28th, correct?
21st.
It's
on Friday night.
Though.
Next Friday night.
I'm open.
Could stop good love from going bad. Is anybody out there? Anybody there? Does anybody wonder?
I'm just going to mention this real quick because I found it riveting and had to look it up. So I'm in the morning. It's, you know, I'm making coffee. I'm eating a bite real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm making my oatmeal.
Getting ready for work.
I'm reading stuff. And I see this article. It says the 200 best albums of the 80s.
Oh.
And I'm like, hold on. Because I was there for that. I better check your work.
Right. Well, did you say who the article was by?
No.
Heaviermetal.net?
Yeah.
It's at Pitchfork.
No.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. So I'm all right. I start going through it, and some of them, okay. The Clash needs to be in there a bunch of times.
Yeah. And they are.
Right, and there were some other punk albums where I went, okay, yeah, absolutely.
The Cars album better be in there.
But I didn't get to even go through it. 200 is too many. Okay. I didn't have time. But what is the number one album of the 1980s? And while I wouldn't have picked it, I couldn't have argued against it.
It better not be that A-ha record.
No. What are you, crazy?
How about What about a Madonna record? She was big in the 80s.
She was up there.
How about Cyndi Lauper?
You're on. Well, no, you're not.
Is it a group or solo?
Is it Depeche Mode?
It's not Depeche Mode. It is a solo artist.
Is it the Pointer Sisters?
It's just that it's a solo
artist. I know,
artist.
But I wanted to say the Pointer Sisters.
Michael Jackson, Thriller.
He came in second with Thriller.
Is it like Whitney Houston?
Oh.
No.
Is it George Michael?
No.
Howard Jones.
No, Howard you're Jones. Missing. You know what?
Bruce Springsteen.
Is it Tiffany?
Bruce Springsteen was up there.
Is it
no.
Debbie Gibson?
Good guess.
Is it Prince?
It's Prince.
Oh, Prince.
Purple Rain was the number one album, according to these people.
We danced all around it.
For the 80s. Mm. I was like, all right. Prince, how are you going to argue Prince?
Right.
Purple Rain. Oh, my kid's band has a name.
Oh, this is
what is it?
It's a good name.
Do you think?
I don't hate it.
Well, there's worse names.
And he was very proud when he told me at dinner. Very proud.
Oh, getting back to the story about the dinner thing.
Sing it.
That's all I know.
Come on.
Hooman actually sang some opera last night.
Oh, he did at dinner?
Yeah, at dinner.
Wow.
It came out. We've just come full circle now. Last night, we're eating kebabs.
Ooh, I ate kebabs last night,
lover.
Too.
Huh?
I ate kebabs last night,
too. Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
What is going on here?
So, Hooman was talking about how he sang opera, and he was telling the story about how the guy wanted to fail him, but he said, I'm going to quit the program. And he said, you're not going to quit. And he said, you're not going to have any more male leads if I quit. And I said, you'd never do it. And so he quit. So then he stood up and sang some opera for us, and everyone at the table was flabbergasted.
And hold on. When you say everyone,
don't play that.
Does that include your brother and sister-in-law?
My brother and my sister-in-law.
So they eat with you every night.
Well, they did last night. They haven't been eating with us every night, just almost every night.
They eat with you every night.
Don't.
It's feeling like that.
More reverb.
Oh, boy.
You sound like you're underwater. So, Hooman says that,
damn,
and then
that.
It reminded me that.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
My youngest, who's now in a band.
What's the name? You got to cut this off. You're killing me.
The name of the band. There's the one to look out for, everybody. Speech therapy. They all went to speech therapy as kids. They found out.
Interesting.
Okay.
We're talking about bells.
It. Ding, ding, shame. Speech therapy. So you're listening for speech therapy.
I don't like it, but.
Oh, I love that. That's where they got it from.
Yeah. There's at least a little story about it.
It won't last. They'll change it. You know they are going to, right? I don't like it.
Well, if they're anything like their mother, then yes, they will change it.
So on that list of 80s, so Madonna's Madonna album is at 16. Paul's Boutique by the Beastie Boys is 15. The Pixies, the Smiths are in at 13. Joy Division makes the list at 12. Eric B. and Rakim? Whatever.
I don't know.
You got that song ready?
Chardet.
Oh, that Chardet.
Comes in at 10.
That's a good one.
The Cure at 9. Sure. Janet Jackson at 8. Sonic Youth at number 7. Public Enemy at 6.
They went pretty
I like the Public Enemy. I listen to them.
Stroke.
Talking Heads, Remain in the Light is at 5. Kate Bush is
Kate
their
Bush.
Only mistake.
No,
well,
you're crazy.
They made a lot of mistakes, but.
Which album?
Hounds of Love. You like it?
I love all the old Kate Bush
NWA records. Comes in at number 3, Straight Outta Compton. Number 2 is Michael Jackson. And number 1,
Prince.
Purple Rain. Prince and the Revolution.
Pretty good list.
They actually
Not
had
bad,
a pretty,
right?
yeah. pretty wide swath of music. Mm-hmm. We'd all have our own. Oh, turn this up. This is good. And throw them in the lake, and I'll be... 2 steps on the water. All right. People have probably had enough of Kate Bush. Is Army Dreamers on that one? That's a great one.
Oh, boy.
Great. Never mind. Moving on.
First story.
Here we go. Oh, no. The first story was Hooman sang opera.
Oh.
What's the second story?
Second story was my kid's band is named Speech Therapy.
Oh, right. Speech Therapy.
Third story was the top 15 albums of the 1980s.
Here's the problem with the speech therapy thing.
All right.
Oh, when they make it and everyone's like, so the name speech therapy, they're going to be like, yeah, we all went to the... And then 2 years down the line, they're going to be like, stop asking us about this.
No, you know what? I wonder if they, if anything ever happened for speech therapy, if like kids who are in speech therapy, because listen, it was like my kid was bummed he had to go to speech therapy. He had to, you know, he couldn't, his ethics were very like this. And so he learned some techniques and some tongue techniques and mouth techniques. And he learned, and actually it was so funny because they were all going through what their thing was.
What their hang up was.
One of them, I can't, I think it was like he couldn't say his thuz. They came out like does or something. Anyway, I feel like kids all over the world who have effed up
benefit
speaking.
From the
right,
band.
They'll be
all
like,
right,
oh,
well.
Look, they made it. They overcame their speech impediments.
925 says speech therapists rejoice.
Yes, speech therapist. I said you should write a song about speech therapy.
Now they got to write a song about it.
Why
too?
Why shouldn't they? I also said Vinny's already putting the pressure on. You guys got to come up with a 10-song set and quick.
I like the idea of it being a song more than I like the actual band name being speech therapy.
Yeah.
But whatever. They're, you know, I'm sure they'll change it in no time.
Right. You never know with kids. I mean, listen, it's better than Laundry Day, which is what they wanted it to
be. I don't like that at all.
That's bad.
I know. They're like, we just want something kind of common. I'm like, Laundry Day is my favorite. So
I mean, look, they're not going to be a metal band, but they should still get something cool.
Yeah.
Like speak. All right.
I tried
therapy.
To FaceTime with Vinny on Saturday mm-hmm. because the kids started rocking out in the other room, and I was like, oh. Let me. So I FaceTimed him, but he
when
didn't
I got
pick
back
up.
To my oh. phone and saw she'd called, I'm like, "Oh, she pocket dialed me. No one. There's no way you called."
No, I called.
Surprising.
I wanted to stand because I stood sneakily outside the door. I actually recorded some of it, but I didn't.
Let's
send,
hear it.
No. I didn't send. I no. Oh my god, I would never do that. Are you kidding me? I want him
They'd
to actually
so
like me. Mm-hmm. He already is super borderline with me.
He was in a good mood last night.
He was. I know. I'm a pain in the ass mom. I have all these suggestions and love.
So what about
so annoying?
Give you a C?
Yeah. Like if that.
Tourniquet.
Oh, tourniquet's good.
Or bloody stump.
Oh.
Less good. I like tourniquet.
No?
I don't like either one. I like it.
I like death grip.
Death grip. Yeah. I like it.
Mac Miller is dead, died of an overdose at age 26. We've talked about it a little this morning, so I'm not going to go into it. But in case you hadn't heard the news, Mac Miller, the rapper and also former boyfriend of Ariana Grande, he's gone. Very sad. Died Friday. Okay, so here is the music charts. Here are the music charts. This is Billboard 200, the top albums in the country at this moment. We'll start with number 10, Juice WRLD, Goodbye, and Good Riddance. On Friday, I was sitting out in my she shack where I do beading and sewing and the kids party.
You call it a she shack?
I don't. It's the little shed that I work in. Right on the other side is the creek and the kids all party right there. I've told you this.
Yeah.
They're out there. I can smell. I can smell their weed coming. And this, they are cranking this song and all of them singing it at the top of their lungs. I couldn't help but giggle.
Funny.
I was like,
oh. Were you singing too?
The one part I know, you know.
Did you go? Pass me the spleef, Holmes.
No, I didn't do that.
Stick your hand over the...
She should have stuck her head over singing.
Yeah. Like, oh, I love this one, you guys.
The old white lady.
Oh, this is a good one. I was thinking I might get some motion-activated sprinklers over there. Get out of here. I'm trying to have an afternoon. It's all in my head. At 9, debuting in 9th place is Why Don't We? That's the name of the band. 8 Letters. This reminds me of Owl City. Remember them? The Firefly song? Reminds me of that song.
Yes, you're right.
So I don't know who's listening to this, but 44,000 copies of it went, so there it is. Why Don't We is the name of the band. BTS.
Oh, turn this up.
Yeah, this is a good song. I love it. That Mother Earth turns slowly. I love this tune. When I'm asleep. Anyway, Why Don't We kind of sounds like them. Whatever. BTS, that's the Korean boy band. They were number one last week, right? Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Now they're number 8. 44,000
copies. And they're at the
Oracle
on Wednesday.
All right. You going to that?
No. It's too late.
Nicki Minaj, Queen, falls to number 7.
Oh,
47,000 copies.
Falling fast.
All right.
Post Malone's number 6, Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Ariana Grande's Sweetener is number 5, 56,000 copies. Debuting in fourth place is that Troy Sivan, Bloom, 72,000 copies.
This is a really good album.
So he was a YouTube star, right?
And well, then... he's one of Taylor Swift's best friends.
Okay, all right. Oh, right. She like brought him up. And...
yeah, she did.
Anyway, that's helping him, and he sold 72,000 copies. Scorpion, Drake is number three. Travis Scott is number two.
No, no, don't let this play for a second. Drink it in.
Coming in at number two is the new Travis Scott record, 80,000 copies of Astroworld. And your brand new number one
record.
Is it
the Christian artist,
no.
Lauren Daigle?
No.
That won't happen until next week.
Yeah, that's next week. Oh. Eminem, Kamikaze, 434,000 copies.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Eminem. 434,000 copies. Metallica. Metallica have posted a video of bassist Rob Trujillo and guitarist Kirk Hammett covering Garbage's 1996 single "Stupid Girl."
Oh, funny!
While James and Lars took a quick breather, so I guess
apparently
they're on
do this at every show, and they theme them out. So when they were in Minnesota, they did a Prince song,
right.
And it was headlined as the worst Prince cover of all time.
Wasn't when they were in Sweden, they did like an ABBA cover or something.
Right.
Like they've been doing
this.
So they were in Madison, Wisconsin, which is Garbage's hometown. Trujillo sang all the vocals and as he played, and they tapped their feet and grooved back and forth, and here's what it sounded like. I want them to start singing. Come on, what?
It's not good.
No,
well,
he
wants everybody to sing along with him.
Yeah, we know. Oh, well.
You stupid girl. I love this. I love that record. All you had, you wasted. All right, so that was their cover for Madison, Wisconsin.
So much better.
All you had, you wasted. There's a new song from Cake, and they're actually saying that this is part of King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller, which we had read about that coming out. A bunch of Roger Miller songs and different people doing takes on his tunes. They call him a honky-tonk legend. And so Cake has done a song by him called Reincarnation. This is their first piece of new music in 7 years. And people are actually saying, could this mean that there's a new Cake album coming?
You love Cake, right?
I love Cake. So this is their contribution to this compilation album.
That's them.
Sure is. Oh, isn't that nice? That's great.
You like it?
I do. So King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller. They say John Goodman has a song on there.
Mm. John Goodman, the actor?
Yeah. Ringo Starr's on there. Casey Musgraves. Anyway, nice to hear a little something new from Cake. Hopefully that means more new stuff is going to come on, you guys.
In the article I read about the song, they mentioned that tour they did with...
Ben Folds.
And your boys didn't get to go to that,
well,
did they?
You know, the closest location was Boston. So, no, they didn't get to go. We didn't fly them there. I wish they'd do a West Coast tour, though. Oh, my God, I'd be there.
And they're a Sacramento band.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. I was actually
you'd think they'd play here all the time.
Looking at their tour. I think they have a couple things coming up. Closest one, I think, Vinny, is Del Mar.
Oh.
Oh. That's not
Del
close.
Mar, yeah.
What's coming up?
Oh, so much stuff. When do men finally start dressing their age? I've got some fast facts. Beware of pizza. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our email address is Sarah or Vinny at radioalice.com. Dear Sarah, Vinny, and crew, I'm listening to Wednesday's Hump Day podcast, killing me with Garage Cat and Stinky.
Thank you. Glad you liked it.
Every time you guys get started with that, I forget the guy's real name. I can't even remember. Scrappy?
They're my favorite.
Sparky!
Always make me laugh out loud.
Sparky!
Oh, Jesus! I don't even know who that is. There's my guy. Let's combine our poo.
All right. We'll mix it up. Make a nice goulash.
Anyway, it always makes him laugh.
Goulash
makes
poo.
Her laugh. What's that? goulash. Oh, is that what you want?
No, that's what you...
Oh, is that what the kids give you? Sorry. What a bummer.
I was trying to get that guy.
Dog shows are only for touching the balls. I am a pet dog and cat groomer. Damn, hilarious.
Oh, the dog show.
Dog shows, only for touching balls. Glad I'm listening to this at home on a Friday night hot tub. Hot bath, rum slash Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
I know. I thought the same thing. That sounds
I
really good.
Dr. Pepper.
And the Alice Morning Show. So Melissa, she's a fan of the show, and she had to write in that she really enjoys Garage Cats.
And we took a bath with her, apparently.
We did. That's nice to know.
All right.
Hope it was a good bath. Email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. I believe we're doing a secret show tomorrow with the return of Scott Capurro. And so we do bad advice on that. So if you've got any kind of problems or questions.
I have three right here waiting to go.
Fantastic.
Is that right?
That's right.
Looking forward to that tomorrow.
The Radio Alice Report.
I think one of them is a follow-up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Somebody who's, see, that's what happens. We get a little convo going with people. It's nice.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, what's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. I wanted to mention football real quick as it's America's number one TV show. Stanford beat USC. Cal, our boys' team, is 2-0. They beat BYU. Your husband's team won, New England, and the Niners lost. And Raiders play tonight, everyone. It's the Raiders versus the Rams, and it's a home game, so that's going to make traffic suck.
So watch out for that.
Be prepared.
Plan accordingly.
I also wanted to mention that Apple's big event is this Wednesday where they announce the new phones you'll have to have, the ones you'll line up for and pay extra for, even though the phone you have works fine.
Yeah, I'm just going to get a new battery for my 6 Plus.
And they'll slow down your phone if you don't buy the new one.
Yeah.
And there won't be a headphone jack.
Right. And they'll probably announce a new watch and a new...
I might get the new watch.
You should.
It's working fine, so, you know. I say if it ain't broke, don't buy a new one.
Well, for sure, that's one of the biggest problems we have going right now is our consumerism is ridiculous.
Yes.
We just buying trash, buying trash, buying trash.
Yeah. And I want it now. Nice. I can't wait until that biopic comes out.
When's it come out?
November 2nd, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I'll be reviewing that with the Johns.
Oh, that going to be their...
That'll be their second one, yeah.
Or you're already scheduled that far out, huh?
Well, yeah, because this time of the year, I mean, Yuzette and I talk about films every week, and I let her know what's coming up, and then we kind of decide who, and so, yeah, it's a heavy time. It's not like August or the summer. Hmm. It's a heavy flow.
Real flow, I see.
Real heavy flow.
Real flow.
Actually, someone wrote in about peppermint, and it would be a really good time.
Oh, peppermint was, it made like $13 million.
I hope they're not defending the phone.
They are. They liked it. They were like, I can't believe it was so good.
What?
It debuted in third place.
What are you talking about?
The Nun was the new number one.
The Nun.
That
what
looks
is that?
Freaking scary. It's a scary movie.
It's about a demonic nun. Who wants to see that?
Well, I do.
Maybe I'll see that.
I'm into that.
So stupid.
Sounds great.
Anyway. I can't find it right now. I'll have to look for that later.
Don't worry about it.
It basically said that they got dragged to the movie Peppermint and didn't know what the heck Hooman was talking about because it was awesome.
Oh,
she's
boy.
A badass.
Yeah.
So dumb.
And they said, Rotten Tomatoes was low, but Flixster had it at like 80-something percent.
Flixster? No one goes to Flixster.
What are you saying? Vinny just said he goes to Flixster.
No, I don't go to Flixster. This person quoted Flixster. I don't go to any movie reviews.
Well, we have our own personal movie review
right
here every Thursday.
Premier movie.
I don't know why anyone would need anything else.
They said, here it goes. Hey, gang, another listener from SoCal here. Love you all, even Hooman.
Mm.
So I got dragged to Peppermint this weekend based on whose review. I thought it was going to suck. Now I have to ask, WTF movie did Hooman watch? Yeah. Jennifer Gardner was a badass. Think John Wick with a mom's heart. I had to look at it up on Rotten Tomatoes. Indeed, they scored it at 14%, but viewers scored it at 82% per Flixster.
Flixster.
So I'm asking, WTH, Hooman.
What the hell, Hooman?
Listen, I'm Linda. Sure Flixster is legit, you know, 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. And we had a chick come and review it. She hated it too.
She is does it, everything you say.
Is it
she
possible
loves you.
That, she followed his script.
That you were maybe nervous seeing a movie? Because she does have quite the resume. Her stories are scary.
They are scary.
They are scary.
You're talking about Dirty Bird.
Yes.
Our
well,
intern that he went with.
Her nickname's Dirty Bird.
Yeah. Listen to The Secret Show if you'd like to know why.
That's she's a fine she's pretty gnarly. Bird.
She is gnarly. She's like, and she says things like, of course everyone does this. And we're all like, no, no one does that. Holy cow. What's wrong with you? Are you broken?
So I wanted to do this story because while I may not drink beer anymore, we're all affected by trash that, you know, different products
sure.
make. And one of the things we've heard about a million times are the plastic ring six-pack holders.
Yeah.
Okay? They choke animals. They,
sure.
It's this
terrible
plastic that's filling up the ocean. And we sit here like... It's so weird how paralyzed we are by stuff. Like, well, we just have to keep wrapping them anyway. I don't know why someone hasn't done this sooner. So finally, Carlsberg, a beer company, has created what they believe is the first six-pack held together by glue.
Oh, they just glue them together.
Yeah.
Oh.
You snap them off.
You just crack it off and drink your beer.
How do you pick it up?
I don't know.
I'd be really afraid that I'd pick it up by the neck of one.
How about the bottom?
And then they'd come
and
right
then
off.
And just come off.
How about you pick it up from the bottom?
Mm. What? I like to reach in.
You want to choke out animals?
I don't want to.
You
want to
create garbage?
I try to buy things in cardboard that can be recycled and use glass.
I mean, here's the real answer. Buy a 12-er. Duh!
Oh.
I mean,
you're
seriously.
You're going to need that anyway, probably,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Cardboard.
Right.
Or 30.
Yeah.
Suitcase.
Do you hear her? It's genius. We just eliminate the six-pack altogether. Yeah. Anyway, Carlsberg has come up with this. They say it works. The design is set to reduce the company's use of plastic packaging by more than 75%. They say they spent 3 years developing the glued together six pack.
I'm just afraid that I'm going to pick it up by one beer and the rest are going to fall on the ground. And
you're
going to
be okay.
Are you sure?
Just pick it up from the bottom.
I just don't know.
Just grab it around the side and hug
it. New things.
Why can't we do the the cardboard carry? You know, like the beer bottles. Or
yeah, I've seen those six-pack carries. Yeah. We just got to eliminate the ones that are killing the animals.
Yes.
And making the trash.
Uh-huh.
And yet, for some reason, we just sit here. Why are you making eyes at me?
I like you.
Oh. All right.
I just like that you're this invested in the story about beer.
Well, it's more about the trash that the six-pack makes and the animal that's all choked out because, you know,
we
couldn't figure out how to hold our beers together any other way.
They sent that kid's contraption out into
the ocean. Yeah, I was going to... Did you take a look at that, Vin?
I did. I liked it after reading it, and I hope that this is... I hope young people coming up solve a lot of the problems we've created.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so, he swept through the entire Bay Area this week with his contraption.
And now they're sending it out to the gyre, one of them.
Can you believe that? Oh, man. I hope they're successful.
Me too. It'd be great.
Every time I eat fish, I'm like, how much plastic am I eating? Do you think that too?
No. I just eat it and try not to think about it.
Oh, there you go. Well, there's one way to go.
I'm pretty mindless when it comes to eating, like a machine.
According to a new study, the age when men start dressing right for their age is?
65.
40. No, that's when they put plaid on. That's not good at any age.
They never do.
Oh, well, yeah.
Researchers studied men between 58 and 85 years old, and they found that most of them never had a moment where they looked in the mirror and realized they were dressing too young. Meanwhile.
They were dressing too young.
Right.
Well, men make all kinds of bad fashion choices. That's, you know, that's why we have other opinions.
Most of the men refuse to believe that things like hoodies, tennis shoes, and skinny jeans didn't look right on them at their age. I think the only thing about skinny jeans that's a problem for a dude is if you've got a gut. And it's not that you can't, you can wear whatever you want, but you can't have skinny little tight jeans and then be hanging over the front of that thing.
Yeah. It's a bad look, huh?
You look like that. Do you guys remember the Hanker for a Hunk of Cheese guy on Saturday morning cartoons?
No.
Schoolhouse Rock
it?
Thing? Hanker for a Hunk of, sliver, slice of chunk of, Hanker for a Hunk of Cheese. No, that guy.
I don't remember that
one. He's like super skinny legs. Really?
Oh, I know that guy. Yeah, pull him up. I'll show the picture.
Is it like a hole in the cheese?
There he is.
Oh, I do know that guy.
Yeah. He's got the little skinny legs with the big fat. He looks like
you know this guy, Yuzette?
I don't know him.
Look at this picture over here.
That's so funny. And he does have the skinny leg with a big belly.
I don't remember him.
He's a Hanker for a Hunk of Cheese guy. Oh,
A snack-a-dee.
Huh.
Well, anyway, guys will never dress their age, so get over it, girls.
I guess, you know, six-year-olds do.
Oh, okay, good point.
Yeah, that's because mommy dresses them.
That's true. If only you just keep letting your mommy dress you, you'd be all set. What's wrong with that? I'm sure your mommy would get you very nice clothes, Vinny. Totally age-appropriate.
Someone just emailed me saying, look at Instagram now. Looks like baby born at 622.
Oh, baby Fronty's
baby
here.
Baby Fronty's here? What's baby Fronty's name?
I don't see it. Human, see if you can find it.
Can you tell us the name?
It might be in his...
she said they have a name, but they're not...
It's in his story. I did see it in the story.
They're not positive.
It's the stories?
All it says is the baby is born. Like, he doesn't have anything.
The baby.
I'll show you that.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, that's very exciting. I'm
I just
most
see a
happy
of him
for her
the belly.
For her because she's late, and I know that that's hard.
Oh, he removed it. He had it up for a second, and now it's gone.
Oh,
maybe they're
This is the one I see. It's just the
kiss in the belly.
Kiss in the belly.
Very cute. How about a fast fact?
All right, I love those.
Only 12 people have ever walked on the moon, and 4 are still alive. The youngest is 82.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. There are less than 200 one-hour Photoshops left in America. That's down from 3,000.
I can't believe there's that many still left. Who is still using film, and where do you get it?
Someone gave my kid a camera the other day.
Oh.
It's
but one of those disposable ones?
It's a disposable one with frozen, like, cardboard covering
on
it.
Oh, funny. Frozen.
And so my kid is banging it, trying to get the pictures out of it.
Oh, funny.
And I was like, oh, my God. That is not. She's like, I can't see my pictures. Where are they?
You haven't taken them yet.
She doesn't understand.
Well, dress her up like Elsa or whoever and take a bunch of pictures of her.
So what are you going to take to the drugstore?
Well, I guess we'll have to go to the Walgreens has it.
Yeah.
Approximately 19% of the houses in South Carolina are mobile homes. That's the highest rate in the country.
Almost 20% of houses?
Mm-hmm.
Mobile homes, huh? Do they have a lot of hurricanes there?
I don't think so. I think the one
maybe that's why there's so many, like that people's houses got ruined.
Yeah, and they end up there.
Yeah.
I think the one that's coming is going to hit South Carolina.
No.
Speaking of, what's that called? Florence? Which is the one?
I think we're past the Fs, aren't we?
I saw one on CNN. There was an F, but there was another one, Olivia, that I was seeing on the movie this morning. I forgot what's in between
that. Oh, geez.
Yeah, so there's a lot of
fronts
coming.
Jeez. Careful out there.
Yeah.
Batten down the hatches.
Well, the one I just saw in the news on my iPad was missing Florida.
Oh.
And I thought of your parents and was like, oh, lucky them. And
yeah,
I think
they just
right
got
above
their pool screen fixed.
Is, you know, South Carolina. Crunch. Pizza sent 2,300 Americans to the emergency room last year. Beware of pizza.
What do you mean? Why? They burned the inside of their mouth so bad that they...
Burns is on the list. Bad cuts that happened when you were cutting the pizza.
Oh.
Falling while you were making it.
Making it?
And falling while you were picking it up from a restaurant. All pizza-related injuries.
Everyone's
drunk.
I don't
like that commercial that we see.
Oh,
remember
the guy slips on the ice.
I love that one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
That is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's ads. Woo. Love
yeah,
them.
I watch them.
I'm about to play some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 213 says, LMAO, Sarah's impression of Sam on BB had me rolling. I watched last night, and that was the best part of Big Brother. Best and the worst.
I don't remember doing one impression of her.
You didn't do it after she did it?
I guess I must have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless they thought that was me. I do a killer Sam because it was Sam.
Possible. You might want to tell people about the crash closure on Lombard if you haven't already.
Oh,
the bus.
Yeah, it looks
ran
like
into
a Muni
a
bus crashed into a building on Lombard.
Oh, jeez.
There's injuries, and it happened at 5:44. Mm-hmm. You'd think that would be cleaned up by now, but I guess not.
Maybe someone was killed.
Well, they're saying the driver suffered life-threatening injuries.
Yeah. Bummer. I'll read the rest of the text right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.